Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar of prophetic interventions. It will change your life. Wake up to this prayer altar daily. First thing before you do any other thing. That's why we send it to reach your phone 12 midnight. So if you wake up midnight or early in the morning, it's there waiting. Do your waiting on the Lord and quiet time with the Lord with the Turning Point. Also, all listeners, register on our Telegram platform. Telegram will bring it to your phone regularly, timely. You will even have the previous editions by Telegram. It is more reliable on Telegram. So I want all to join on Telegram. And it is simple. Send a WhatsApp message or please send me or register me for Turning Point on Telegram's platform. Send that to +234 809 777 557. Registration procedure shall be sent to you. Follow that procedure. You will start receiving Turning Point on your Telegram app. Timely. Engage whatever faith prophetic action we may be asked to take for the day. Then turn to daily devotional prayer booklet, also authored by me. Do a short Bible study there and pray the day's prayer in that booklet. Also, if you subscribe with a token, the prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Welcome again to Saturday, the 27th day in July 2024. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." Everyone under the sound of my voice today, you will know divine rest. All the days of your life, God will replace labor with favor. Whatever is contesting your peace, your increase, and your fulfillment shall be silenced. Oh, you shall enjoy God's guaranteed peace. I don't know who this person is. I prophesy. I break the power of lack and hardship over your life. Who is this man or woman? You depend on other people to feed, to pay house rent, to see your children through to school, and to meet other basic needs of life. You are struggling and suffering to survive. You are even tired and fed up. No, no, no. That narration must be changed. Say amen to this. That situation is changed for you now. Things shall turn around in your favor. God will send helpers of destinies that will assist you establish a money-making venture. Receive grace and power to start making your own money in Jesus' name. Yes, you, I mean you are okay before things went down for you. Something happened, maybe a misfortune, a wrong decision, you are exploited, you are robbed, your spouse suddenly passed on, or helper passed on. You lost your job, you were deported. Something happened that brought you this low. May God visit you and revert that situation. Yes, listeners, it may not be you directly, but someone close to you, your son or your daughter or your siblings or your husband, is in that position. Stand in the gap for that person. May his or her case be reversed. I'm hearing, cross over. Let's take this prophetic faith action today. If you can, find something around you there. Put it on the floor. Lay it on the ground where you are, maybe your room, your office, your shop, or wherever. Lay that thing on the floor. It could be your pillow, your towel, your mantle, a book, an object, something around you there. Then cross it over. Cross it over forward. Then come back and cross it over forward again and come back. Each time you cross it over, begin to make declaration. Begin to say, I cross over sickness and disease. I cross over hardship. I cross over delays. I cross over misfortune. I cross over miscarriage. I cross over untimely death. I cross over losses. I cross over indebtedness, shame, and insult. Then add some other things you desire to cross over. Add it to it. Mention it as you pray. Right? Do so now. Be declaring, I'm crossing over. I cross over. As you physically, symbolically, and prophetically cross over. Yes. I add my voice to your voice over there. Cross over. I say cross over in Jesus' name. If you cannot do this prophetic action prayer now, receive the prayer all the same. And when you come back to your room, come back to your house, do so. Play this message back then. Certain pains, afflictions, or negative situation and manifestation shall never, never show up in your life again. You have crossed them over. Say amen. July 27, celebrant. Let me pray for you. Oh, I pray for you. On this your bad day, you are blessed. Your new age is also blessed. You shall grow in grace and prosper in the land where you are, in Jesus' name. Happy bad day. Now, listeners, this is our communion service day every Saturday morning. So prepare your communion element. Before the communion, however, let's pray some more personal, intensive, and passionate prayers. First prayer for the day is from Job chapter 8, verse 7. And it reads, though thy beginning was small, yet thy later end shall greatly increase. This is the prayer. Pray it well. Say, O God of increase, increase my little beginning. Bless my humble beginning. Enlarge my coast. Send destiny helpers to my effort. I call for angels in form of men, and men in form of angels. I call for destiny enhancers, value adders, and God sent limit breakers. Show up for me now. Show up for my family. Show up for my children. And show up for my business and career. This is the last time I will be at this level. My case is settled. I am coming back with testimonies. In Jesus' name. Say amen. It shall be as you have desired it. Next is from Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. It reads, before I formed thee, I knew thee in the belly. I knew thee. And before thou came out of your mother's womb, I have sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet to the nations. Pray this prayer like this and pray with intensity. Say, O God, give me grace to fulfill my destiny mandate. I shall become what I am ordained to be. My life's purpose shall be fulfilled. Despite all that I have gone through, all the setback and disappointment, I will still reach my destiny goal. Nothing in my past, present, and future will be strong enough to destroy my destiny. In Jesus' name. Yes, it shall be so. Next prayer is from Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. And it reads, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, says the Lord of hosts. This is healing and restoration prayers. Lay your hand on any part of your body experiencing pains. If you have access to your mantle, if your mantle is nearby, better take it and lay it there as I pray. And I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say with me loud and clear, in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive healing to my mentioned that part of your body. By his stripes, I am healed. Use sickness. Mention that sickness by name if you know it. Leave my body now. The chastisement of my peace is upon Jesus Christ. And by his stripes, I am healed. Restore my health back for me, O Lord. I confess, I'm healed. Say it again, I'm healed. Say it again, I'm healed in Jesus' name. Yes, you are healed. Exercise your faith. Start doing what you couldn't do before. You are healed now. Let's take the last prayer for the day also. Also from Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. It reads, God speaking here, I will give you pastors according to my heart that shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Pray and say, O Lord my God, thank you for sending your servant, Pastor Femi Emmanuel, to my life and destiny. Help me, help him to remain focused and to remain firm. Increase your anointing over him every day. Then give me grace to hear obey and do whatever he's asking us to do. Back up your word in his mouth with miracle signs and wonders. Let that same miracle signs and wonders be manifesting in my life. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Say amen. Your prayers for me shall be answered. And the one I daily pray for you shall command miracle and signs and wonders in your life. In Jesus' name. All say amen. I receive it. Listeners, rebroadcast it to your contact. Do so daily. Let God use you to bring more people to this platform, beginning from members of your families, your members, your friends, and your neighbors. All TPGF members and listeners in and around Ibadan or your state, Nigeria, join us this morning for a special impartation service to round off our and climax our Conference of Grace this year. Celebration of Grace on Pastor Femi Emmanuel and this commission is rounding off this morning. Please come from 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at Dominion City. If you listen to this before that time, please come. Then I invite all to tomorrow's service. 8 a.m. is the special Thanksgiving service for Pastor Femi Emmanuel's birthday. It will all happen at Dominion City, Adulaju Bus Stop, Iwo Road, Ojo Express Road, Ibadan. Telephone numbers to call for more information and direction is +234 805 8022 194. Start calling and making inquiry now. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seeds of 69 connection to grace, 69,000 naira, 6,900 naira, 69, 69. I see people saying 69, 69. Our listeners in diaspora, do as God gives you the grace. Do so. And if you want us to send you the commission's account for your regular tithing and all the other seed, send a WhatsApp message or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That line only. Take the communion, the flesh and the blood of Jesus, and let me pray. I prophesy over the communion in your hand. As you eat and drink, you will exercise dominion over sickness and diseases, over delays. Every evil embargo on your life is lifted. You are blessed and released to flourish and to blossom in Jesus' name. Pray more on the communion element. When you are done, drink it and give glory to God. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.